Grace to you and peace from God our Father
and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Our text for today is, guess what? The Gospel reading from St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
We read again verses 35 and 36. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen.
Voices. Did you ever notice how many voices are speaking to you today, or speaking at you, as the case may be? And I don't just mean voices in your family, but just voices in the world. You're going to hear voices of newscasters and sportscasters today, especially. You might hear the voices of a couple quarterbacks. You're going to hear voices of government leaders, and if you watched the debate last night, voices of political candidates. On the radio, we hear voices of singers and songwriters. We hear lots of voices on television and radio. Voices of actors, voices of internet bloggers who write things and sometimes project things on YouTube. There are all kinds of voices speaking to us today. Take a moment sometime and try to count how many voices you hear every day. And then consider, what are they saying? Consider, where is that voice coming from? Is it the voice of God? Or is it a voice that will lead you into sin and death and the captivity of the devil? Well, let's talk about God's voice for a second. We heard it first, or we hear of it first, as Moses writes in the book of Genesis, when God speaks, "Let there be light," and there was light. The voice of God called into existence not only light, but all of creation. The earth, the sea, plants, living creatures. And once all of that was created, God did not go silent. He said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And then God still wasn't done. He said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." And then God said, He said to Adam and Eve, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." But Adam and Eve did not listen to that voice of God. They were persuaded by another voice. A voice that would lead them into the captivity of sin and death and the power of the devil. Dear Christian friends, there are around you today an array of voices that speak much, much that is not from the Word of God. Much that is not truth. Much that is not wisdom. Much that does not encourage you to a godly life. There are voices that urge you to think and believe and feel in ways which are not godly. Consider today the situation of Peter, James, and John on that mountain with Jesus. There's much to see. The appearance of Jesus is altered from what they're normally used to seeing. And they see his clothes are this dazzling white. Luke says in the Greek, it's this light like lightning. It's so bright that you have to shield your eyes from. That's how bright it is. As the hymn writer says, unborrowed light, uncreated light, the source of light itself. like looking into the sun. And there, with Jesus, are Moses and Elijah. But now listen. Listen to what is being said here. Listen to who is saying it. Notice, first of all, the contrast between Peter and what does Peter want? He wants to build tents. It's the first thing that crosses his mind. Well, let's build a tent for you and Moses and Elijah. Contrast that with the other voice that we hear. The voice of God the Father, which says, "This is my Son. This is my chosen one. This is the one who Isaiah spoke of, my suffering servant. This is the one. Listen to him. Listen to him." Now look at Peter's view. Let's build some tents. It's based on a misunderstanding. Oh, this must be the festival of the tabernacles. Let's build some tents. Remembering the time when the Israelites spent all their life in tents for the 40 years they were traveling, trying to get to the promised land. Let's remember that. No. So while Peter is speaking, did you notice? It's while Peter's still speaking, he's interrupted. Talk about being interrupted. He's interrupted by the voice that comes from the cloud. The voice says, "This is my Son. This is my chosen one. Listen to him." You see, there's a special connection between that voice and this person, Jesus. This is a voice which demands of you a continuing activity, a continuing to listen to the word of Jesus. Listening to the words of the Old Testament is great because the words of Elijah point to Christ and the words of Moses point to Christ. We heard it earlier in the lesson from Deuteronomy, which was read by Nancy, with all those hard playthings, which she did great at. The time of the Exodus, where there's no other prophet like Moses until this one, Jesus. Also in Deuteronomy, Moses writes, let me read it. From Deuteronomy 18, Jesus is the chosen one that's foretold here. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, Moses, from among your brothers," just like Jesus. "It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb, Mount Sinai, on the day of the assembly, when you, Israel, said, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die.'" We can't live in the presence of a holy God as sinful human beings. That's why the light is so dazzling. "And the Lord said to me, 'They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up a prophet like you from among their brothers.'" Guess who that is? We see him here today, Jesus. "And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak all that I command him. And whoever shall not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." You see, Jesus is the light of the nation. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. That's what we celebrate at this time of Epiphany. And this voice from the cloud, this voice of our Father in heaven, clearly says, "Listen to Jesus. He is the chosen one. and then what happens? And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. Moses and Elijah, their work had been done. Their work of pointing to the Christ. Their work of pointing to Jesus, the chosen one. All that work of the Old Testament fulfilled in Jesus. So now they disappear. The Old Testament heroes, I guess the Peyton Manning and the Cam Newton of the Old Testament, are gone. They're off the field of play. They've completed their service of pointing to the Christ. You see, the reign and rule of God is here now, in the person of Jesus Christ himself, and in what he has to say to you here today. Now notice the response of the disciples. Peter shuts up. They fall silent. They listen to the word of God. Sometimes it's time for us to stop talking ourselves and stop the busyness of our lives. To stop and listen. Peter was tempted to say something, but what he said was not God's desire, but his desire. He just rushed into it. Instead, I ask you this week to think about being still and knowing that he is God. Be still and know that I am God, says our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he has to say. Jesus says to you, I come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. That's why Jesus turned his face to go to Jerusalem. In our text today, it says, the two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure. In Greek, the word here that Luke uses is his exodus. Jesus' exodus, which was where? In Jerusalem. That wonderful Old Testament story, the story of the Old Testament, the deliverance of the people of Israel out of slavery, out of captivity, is fulfilled in the exodus, led by Moses. That's the Old Testament. Now, your captivity is led by the Son of God himself, who goes to the cross in Jerusalem and comes out of the tomb in Jerusalem to lead you out of the tomb too. That's Jesus' message for you here today. May God bless you. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.